Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, July 31st, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Chernobyl's 20th anniversary is coming next April 25th. Gang USA's Rick Reagan says they want to use that time as a platform to help the local church minister throughout Belarus.
We're currently recruiting volunteers who want to lock arms with the local Belarusian churches to help with the distribution of Bibles, children's Bible storybooks, food, clothing, all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The first team leaves January 28, 2006. And Eminence Greg Yoder returned this week from India after seeing Gospel for Asia at work. Here's a portion of an interview with GFA President K.P. Yohanan at their Asian Biblical Seminary in Kerala.
We have 31 evangelical denominations represented here. They represent 40, 50 different languages. About 80% of our graduates go to the mission field.
In terms of the number of GFA workers throughout India?
To date, we have, I think, over 14,000 full-time missionaries, pastors, and evangelists scattered throughout these nations.
We have done story after story after story about the number of Christians being attacked by radicals here in India. Do you expect it to continue?
Almost every week, we will have 8, 9, or 10 of our pastors or evangelists with the broken bones. We may have close to 14 sisters, their husbands been murdered.
What is the message that you would like to give people who hear us?
80,000 die every single day and perish forever. What is holding us back is lack of resources.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.